of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 8:15 p.m.
And if you wanted an accurate clock, you could call WWV. My name is Tobe. This is not WWV. This is 1930 UTC, which means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, I'm sitting here drinking some tea. Love that Da Hong Pao. I'm drinking tea and I'm sitting here wondering what I'm supposed to do today for a Dubious Goals Committee. So, without any ideas or planning a forethought, no agenda, what does it all mean? Well, I guess we're just going to have to go to the numbers for a lack of anything better to do. So, hey numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, numbers lady. We just love your numbers so much. We're so happy you can bring them to us every single day. But still, a lot of people wonder and ask me, hey, Tobe, what are those numbers about? What are those numbers for? What do those numbers mean?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
Oh, I guess we'll never know. No, we won't. But one thing I do know, this tea is delicious. Oh yeah, I'm drinking Da Hong Pao again today, drinking the good Da Hong Pao. I do have two Da Hong Paos now, and I'm pretty happy about it. One is better than the other, so that's cool. Now I can introduce all my friends and loved ones to Da Hong Pao by giving them the packets of the cheap stuff. They won't know the difference because they're used to drinking junky tea bag crap tea that's no good. Oh yeah. It's so good. It's so delicious. So yummy. I love tea. I had a weird thing happen to me last night, though, and this is a good weird thing, and that is, I was getting ready to go to bed. It was right around 3 a.m., and I was thinking, okay, it's time to go to bed. Nah, I'm kind of tired. Maybe I'll watch a little Speedway Grand Prix as I'm trying to fall asleep, and blah, blah, blah. And then I realized, hey, wait a minute. Because normally it's at around 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. that I need to take my next dosage of Tylenol and ibuprofen for my leg, right? And so I started thinking about that. I thought, oh, I got to take my pills. And I remembered, wait a minute, I don't have to take my pills. My leg doesn't really hurt right now. And I don't think I took my pills 8 hours ago at about 6 or 7 or 8 p.m. or whenever it was I was supposed to take the next batch. Yeah. I took my analgesics in the morning, but then I didn't take them for the rest of the day, and I thought, okay, that's good. Maybe my leg's getting better because I'm in less pain, and I thought, well, we'll see what happens in the morning. So I woke up this morning, and I was walking around, and for after about 2 minutes, it was bad news, so I had to take the pills. And so that's why I'm sitting down doing nothing right now, because I'm still waiting for all that to kick in so I can be functional and walk. But this is good news. This is good news. It seems like maybe my leg is getting better. And of course, I have to wonder if this is due to my diet. Regular listeners will remember that I have changed my diet to contain a lot of banana na 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 na.
Banana na na.
And banana na na na.
Banana na.
And so I can get the potassium to help my legs. Because banana na 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 holds a lot of potassium. And so, and then I'm also thinking, yeah, geez, I forgot to eat or drink my banana drink yesterday and all that stuff. But, well, that's okay. I'll just be sure to eat one today, to drink one today. Because, yes, I'm still having to grind up the bananas in the blender to drink them. That reminds me, do I have to go to the store? No, not really. But I am out of pepperoni, and how am I going to have good breakfast without my pepperoni? Yes, I had to just eat waffles today. Waffles! Waffles! Waffles without pepperoni. It was depressing. Really starting to love pepperoni for breakfast just about as much as I'm starting to love banana-na-na-na-na-na-na's. Because everybody loves a good banana-na-na-na-na-na.
Banana-na-na.
Sometimes they love a banana-na.
Banana-na.
But, you know, it doesn't really matter. As long as you appreciate banana-na-na-na-na.
Banana-na-na.
Then everything's okay. So if I were to make a list of all the things I love, it would be banana-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And pepperoni and waffles. And dahong pao. I do love my dahong pao. I also love rock and roll. Just like Joan Jett. Thank you, Joni. We love you. Keep on rocking in the free world, etc., etc. Joan Jett. You gotta love her. And the reason we're listening to Joan Jett today is because I was thinking about her last night before I went to bed. I was thinking I wanted to see the movie The Runaways again, because I've only seen it once, and it was like 2 years ago or more, and now I'm trying to... Well, the weird part of this is I was thinking, you know who should have played Joan Jett? Don't get me wrong, but Kristen Stewart, yeah, she's great and everything. But the more I look at, like, old pictures of Joan Jett and current pictures of Aubrey Plaza, I'm thinking, wow, Aubrey Plaza could be, like, she could go to a Halloween party as, you know, like, 23-year-old Joan Jett. And, you know, if you look at certain pictures, you'll see what I mean. Yeah, but we can get into that later. I love Aubrey Plaza. She's so awesome and crazy and wacky and cool. But I also love Joan Jett. I love Joan Jett. Maybe I need to call Joan Jett up and say, time to start a band. No, because then it would just be people coming to see Joan Jett. Which reminds me of another weird idea I had last night. And then this is other than my other pen ideas. Because last night I was also thinking about more pens. Maybe I need to go out and buy some more of these empty pump markers by Molotov and fill them up with some other interesting inks. Because I've got a lot of interesting ink, but I got to save my money. And how am I going to afford these things? They're $5 each. I want at least 4 or 5 more of these pens, which means I got to have about $30 with tax and all that I don't have. Well, I kind of almost have $30 because gas is so cheap. And then I got the change in my change jar, which is probably almost $10 or $12. Oh. And I got to spend this money for what reason? Vandalism science? The science of vandalism? I don't know. Okay, regardless. Damn it. Now I just lost my train of thought. I got lost thinking about those damn pens and I forgot what I was going to say. It was something insightful and clever and absolutely brilliant that everybody needed to hear. Damn it. And I just totally forgot it. And you know, this has been happening a lot lately. Last few days I've been a little flaky, a little forgetful. I haven't been able to keep my train of thought on the rails. I mean, what is the trick to keeping my brain together?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't think that's how it works there, slow hand. But thanks for your advice. I don't think I'm going to take it. Only because that just isn't anything that I need. When it comes to chemical compounds that I need, I need to stick with potassium for my leg. And what's the best source of potassium, you know, naturally? Because, yeah, it does just grow on trees.
Banana.
That's right, the banana.
Banana.
Everybody needs a banana.
Banana.
Or a banana. But if you can't get yourself a banana, maybe you should just do the banana cha-cha. Yes, that is an actual dance that you need to learn.
Bye. Okay. God damn. I don't know what. Don't look at me. I don't know what that's about either. I just play it to blow your mind. Banana cha-cha. Oh, you're welcome. Oh. I just thought of something. We got to run upstairs. Oh, now I got to stand up. Right, so regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I've been working on, you know, some breakthroughs in the art of vandalism, but purely fictionally, just in the stories that I like to make up and the screenplays that I like to write. And you will remember that I've been making felt tip pens that contain an ink that is actually copper sulfate. And so, yeah, I had to mix up some copper sulfate solution that was pretty damn saturated a couple days ago, and I had a little bit left over, like 2 or 3 milliliters left over, and I just left it in this tiny little plastic cup that's sitting right here on my kitchen counter, and crystals are growing in it, and they are growing and growing, and they're getting bigger. I'm looking at them right now. Very nice, bright blue crystals in a blue solution. How much is left? There's maybe 1.5 milliliters left of solution, and there's just big old crystals down in there that are 4 or 5 millimeters on a side. They look like little jewels, little tiny sapphires sitting there in a little plastic. Oh, great. And what do I feel rubbing up against my leg? It's Furry Bobinkins Madinkins. Hi, baby Zip-Zomps. What you doing down there? Who's a good baby? Oh, you don't want to talk? You just want to stare at your water cup? Yeah, look at your kitty water. Look at it. Oh, my God. It looks like some is gone. I wonder if I should get some more kitty water for a baby. Is that something I should do? This is a lot of effort just to get my cat to talk on the radio. And it never works. So let's just get the kitty water filled up here. Oh yeah, nice big cup full of kitty water. Oh, what? You want some kitty water now? Yeah. Yes, I got a cup full of it. Look at that cup. Yes, oh my God, it's full of kitty water. Do you want some? Do you want some of this kitty water? It's so good. Yeah, I'm not going to get any more meows out of her. She's just like, give me the water and get lost. Okay, fine. So as I walk back out of my kitchen, after admiring my beautiful copper sulfate crystals, I'm going to walk back downstairs here. Oh, no, I'm not walking down the stairs. I'm doing the banana cha-cha. Banana cha-cha. Banana cha-cha. What the hell?
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend Vietnam?
Oh, no, I do not have girlfriend Vietnam, but I'm thinking maybe I need girlfriend Korea, because one of these girls in the Banana Cha-Cha song is pretty cute, and I think she's some cute, cute stuff, and I like her cute red hair and her cute shoes. What are those shoes? Are they Keds? Can you still buy kids? I don't know. Maybe in Korea. Oh, but as much as I love Banana Cha-Cha, it does have a slight problem. It doesn't have any cowbell. Am I right?
A little higher.
Oh, that is, of course, War with Lowrider. I do love a Lowrider, and I think I should probably make that my next car purchase. I'm going to have to get something cool. I haven't decided what yet, and then lower it. You know, channel it, chop it, drop it, and put some hydraulics on it. Not airbags. No. Actual hydraulics. Because that's the trick to making something really low. I mean, if you ever asked yourself, what is the trick to having the lowest lowrider? Yeah, well, all I can tell you is
ancient Chinese secret.
It's true. Along with inventing things like movable type and gunpowder, the Chinese also invented the lowrider. And that's why you always see those old pictures of like Chiang Kai-shek rolling around in that 64 Impala that's about 2 inches off the ground. Riding low. They know how to do it over there. They keep on rocking in China. That's for sure. And that's what we need right now. Some Steve Miller Band with Rockin' Me. Rockin' Me, Baby, 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 You Got Girlfriend Vietnam. Yes, of course. Steve Miller Band with Rockin' Me. Steve Miller, of course you might think he's cheesy, but Steve Miller actually kicks so much ass that it's immeasurable. Steve Miller, one of the most underrated and unsung rock and roll heroes. I mean, someday Steve Miller's going to be dead, and you'll be able to say, you know, I've been listening to that guy for years. Thanks to Tobe on the Dubious Goals Committee, who insisted that Steve Miller is in fact actually a genius. Yes, it's true that he is. Absolutely.
Without question.
Oh, I do like music, and if you also like music, I would recommend that you stay tuned, because after the Dubious Goals Committee, coming up in about 2 minutes, you are going to be able to hear Something Blue with Harry Larry, in which he plays lots of cool, classic blues, jazz, and jazzy blues, and bluesy jazz on Something Blue, coming up right after Dubious Goals Committee. And so, yeah, I guess it's about that time. It's about that time that I need to tell you that you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Banana. And that's it for me, unless you want another Banana. Yeah, I thought you did. My name's Tobe, and I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.